Welcome to a world of thrills, a world of drama, of capes and tights, a world where death is a revolving door. Welcome to the Geek Matrix.
And it is a very special form of the Geek Matrix's bonus show. I'm digging that.
Yep.
Just doing a little bit of messing around. We're both big fans of the WWE 2K24 game, with the exception of some technical difficulties I'm having with making custom videos, but support is on top of that. So anyway, me and Rob are gonna sit here and play a little WWE.
Hell yeah.
And if you're bored, you're gonna watch us. All right, so we're going to do a little bit of playing around. And who do you want to be, Rob?
For the first one, I might just leave it up to RNG and go rando.
All right, so we'll do one-on-one, then Payback 2023 sounds like a good arena.
Yeah,
I'll go ahead and go rando, too. Let's not do customs. Let's just do, how do we just do, mail? Nope, we can't just do that.
Well, what you can do, because I don't know if you can, like, from here, turn it off. I was going to give myself three randoms so I get what I like. But we can also do it, like, if you run into a custom, just skip it.
Okay, ready?
One.
One. No.
Two.
Two. No.
Three.
Triple H.
That doesn't count. Three.
Triple H don't count.
Oh, no, shit. For me, I had Batman Beyond.
All right, well.
What the fuck? Okay. What did Eddie come out with? Did he ever come out with anything? What the fuck is this?
Come out with? It's a Slim Jim, baby.
Oh my god!
Come with a Slim Jim. Whoops! I just blew out my microphone just now. I can't see what volume I'm adjusting without my damn grandpa glasses on.
So, question before we get started: is this just a normal match, or is this anything goes? Like.
We can definitely set it to anything goes. I haven't turned these weapons at this particular point on, so I don't know if they're just something that they come up with during their entrance or if it's no DQ. I figured, what a way to find out.
Yeah, that's fair.
Entrances on or off?
Oh, play the entrance. Especially for
playing
Eddie.
Away. Especially for Eddie.
Cody, Lashley, and Kurt Angle watching with me.
I wish that they had Eddie's lowrider entrance.
That'd be so sick.
That would be so fucking sick. Absolutely sick. We can't play songs because they will sue me. I don't want to get sued, so I won't play it.
He's the king. You can't pay debt. Kick your ass.
Agreed.
Bow down to the king. He's the game. That's cool.
Man, his physique during the Attitude Era, like right when he got out of DX, whatever era we're talking about there, was so ridiculous. He was sleeping,
steroids.
His muscles crawled off of him and worked out and got muscles.
Yeah. Now he was one of those wrestlers, and I've seen a lot of comparison photos, but he was one of those guys back then that was using steroids. But because he was the boss's son-in-law, they just let that slide. He was one of a number of wrestlers who was like one of the faces of the company, and they just let it go because they looked good on the show. And, but you could tell, because after they really cracked down on and said no more, it was him and a number of other people some years later in the mid to late 2000s. You could tell their physique just slid down hard. He wasn't allowed to roid anymore, so his muscles weren't as defined, and they just looked a little sloppy. But then he put in the work, and in the 2010s, he looked like this, and it was freaking amazing.
He did.
It's a little wrestling history lesson for all you new fans.
It is so weird seeing the entrances and not having the music.
Yeah, it's also really weird hearing Samantha Irvin say Eddie Guerrero's name for an entrance.
Right. You feel it, Eddie?
God, imagine what the world would have been like if he hadn't died.
He'd still be tied to wrestling somehow, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Coming in, the Latino Heat, not just a legend in his own right, but a legend, period. Many people you see in the ring today imitate him. Granted, they're all from the same corner, but Rey Mysterio, Dominic Mysterio, Rhea Ripley, and many people, anybody you see patting the chest like this, anybody you see, Zelina Vega,
like this, doing this.
Yep. Any of that. Not this.
There's the shimmy.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
How did I already do this? Oh,
damn it.
Oh,
nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
Oh. Oh, God.
Ha ha. Excuse me while I get a little cocky after kicking your ass, though.
Yeah. Stop giving me any prompt. What are you doing? Oh! Oh, yeah. Where's our weapons?
Let me go ahead and pause this real quick and see if putting the weapons on changed it. DQ's on. Nope, it sure didn't.
Wait, so...
Oh, look, yep.
We can use the weapons? Or...
No, I went underneath there, and typically,
oh yeah, you didn't get the wheel.
You get
right?
the wheel to choose, yeah. But now you get like a quick. Jesus.
Oh.
Gonna take your legs out a little bit here, Eddie. You get a little You get a little friendly in the skies. Oh. Do that one more time.
God damn.
Oops, didn't mean to do that a third time, but you know what? It's kind of effective, so.
It's also offensive, you dick.
Yeah, maybe.
Get out of stunned.
Oh, right into the boot.
Oh.
Eddie. Oh, shit. Triple H is not doing so good right now. Come on now.
Oh, what the fuck?
Triple H all looking like, you guys see this shit?
Oh.
It was like, we're just gonna stop you right here. Bang. Let's see if can I punch you some? Nope. Let me crank your neck though.
You're mashing those buttons. I can hear it.
I don't have to mash if that's getting on your nerves.
No, that's fine. But like when this animation's going, like it doesn't do anything.
Oh, I'm aware. Oh,
okay. Oh my god. Give me some kind of opportunity. Oh, there we go.
Oh, damn it. Missed it. I'll bust you up a little bit more.
How dare you? Oh. Late. Fuck. Oh. You would.
Oh. Oh my god. Did you use resiliency?
I did. I didn't have a choice.
Oh no. Oh no. Shit. Man alive. I'm just...
Oh, no! Oh, God.
Shinbreaker, indeed. Oh, Armbreaker. Come on, give me some orange. Give me some more. There we go. That a
God.
Girl.
What? It's not letting me do anything.
No, no, sir. I'm not letting you do anything.
It's not giving me many counter opportunities. It's kind of weird.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, damn. Sent me right the hell over.
Ooh. Oh,
come on. Oh, come on now. That's some bullshit. There we go.
Ah, screw you.
Oh. Oh.
Okay, okay. No, get on the fucking corner.
Oh, come on.
Frog splash. Ugh.
Yeah, where is my trademark intensity?
Your trademark intensity is no match for Latino Heat. Good luck.
What? Oh, damn it. My camera just disappeared. Oh, you've got to be shitting me.
That's right. Eddie Guerrero, my tribal chief.
I ain't getting up on my own. That's not a good sign.
Oh, no. Oh. Oh, spine buster. That's it.
Oh, you almost got it. Holy crap. I saw that tick up.
Oh, that's frustrating. I wanted to get my
It's frustrating cuz it's cuz that was lucky.
Yeah. Well played. Well played.
There we go. Now I'm back.
I nearly had you.
Looks like you nearly had me.
Yeah, that's what I said. I nearly had you. Huh, that was good.
Yeah, that was luck. I'm happy I won. All right. Well, do you want to play with some of our creations?
Let's do it.
All right. Extreme Rules Arena. What kind of match do we want to do? How long do we got here? About an hour, about a half hour.
We got some time, yeah, about half an hour or so. Let's,
Being the wrestling expert that you are.
How about Royal Rumble?
Let's do it.
Let's fucking do it. Let's make this maybe 20 stars.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good. All right. And since it's Royal Rumble, let's instead make it
in the Royal Rumble. That makes sense to me. It's at the very end of the showcase mode. I think I need to turn you up. At the very end of the showcase mode, you participate in a Royal Rumble. It's a very special Royal Rumble because it's a Royal Rumble that happens at WrestleMania.
Oh, so they're going like back to the classic.
Yep.
Right on.
All right. Are we going regular people or shall we do our customs?
I'm going to do custom.
Yeah. All right. We're going to do dudes. Sooner or later, streamers, you're going to see me play LS Bishop, who is simply the baddest female on the planet, put up against Ronda Rousey in a day.
And Omega Bam Man. You play as Omega Bam Man. Josh and I collaborated on his creation. I did the model and some of the move set, where Josh did the rest of the move set and the entrance and finishing touches.
That's us. All right. Who should I be? Josh or Lobo? Let me tell you, Nightwing is a difficult guy. And
Nightwing is badass.
John Stewart. John Stewart is stupid hard.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Like hard to play as, hard to use?
No, hard to beat.
Oh, okay.
That's one that I tweaked a little too well. he's actually beat me on easy before. What entry order did you put yours on?
Random.
Random it is. We don't get to pick that third one?
Yes, it should be. No.
Well, that's dumb. What kind of match options do we have? Oh, look at that.
Oh, you get to see who it is? Interesting. Doink the Clown, hell yeah.
Yeah, in my universe, yeah. For some reason, we've been paired as a tag team, and we're currently the champs.
You and Doink?
Yep.
Right on. All right. Let's do it.
Hold on one second. I'm sorry. Whoop, no, I don't want to quit.
What are we doing?
Oh, wait. Yes, I want to quit. Hold on. I need to back something up here real quick, and I need to make an adjustment on my extras on what monitor I'm watching this on.
Okay.
All right. All right, that has got to be trippy for other people to watch. Let me fix that real quick. All right, and we are good. All right, now of course we got to go back. No, I don't want to quit. I do that so often, it's not even funny. All right, you wanted, whoops, match type, Royal Rumble, you said 20, do it at the Rumble, or do you want to do it in the wrestling against the multiverse?
Yeah.
All right. Excuse me. All right. Now I'm going to pick. All right. You pick for me. Do I want to do Deathstroke or do I want to do Lobo?
I would say Lobo. I can hear myself. I don't like it. Hey.
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
There. You can't hear yourself now, can you?
I don't think so. Nope.
Excellent. All right. So I will be Lobo.
After all, he is the main man.
He is the main man. And he has appeared in the Wrestling Across the Multiverse universe.
Yeah.
The Multiverse universe. That doesn't sound right. There's Spotlight Sheamus.
I love how our Sheamus is in this too.
You like the watermark and the banners?
Yeah, it's cool.
I made it look like the desert for the match and the floor. Mania!
Uh-oh.
Rowdy Roddy Piper. Man, let me tell you, if there's so many wrestling legends that throughout all of wrestling's history that has opened up wrestling schools. Rowdy Roddy Piper could have opened up a wrestling school exclusively on how to be a heel.
Yeah.
He was easily just wrestling's best heel ever. Personality, he carried it everywhere he went. It was just great. And he really wasn't that horrible of a guy, as far as I know.
No. No, from what I understand, he was pretty good.
It's over. All right, but who is entrant number two?
Oh, gosh.
He's the greatest.
That's perfect.
Of all time. Very true. Very true. That's some bouncy dirt. Give them what they've been waiting to see.
Didn't these two have a thing back in the day too, or was it just Mr. T you had a thing with?
I think it was just Mr. T.
I don't remember what it was Muhammad Ali was a part of. I know he was like a guest referee in a match, but I don't remember which match.
If I'm being honest, I don't quite remember myself. Shawn Michaels, 2005 Shawn Michaels making his way to the ring.
The
born again Shawn Michaels. And let me tell you, that means nothing to his in-ring performance. He was just as good in 05 as he was in 99.
Oh, yeah. This is the Shawn Michaels I'm most familiar with, is 05 Shawn Michaels, and God, was he good.
Man, let me tell you, I had been watching wrestling even so far back that I watched the episode that Shawn Michaels kicked Marty Jannetty through the window.
Oh, gosh.
I saw that episode myself live. I've been watching wrestling on and off my entire life. I was a longtime fan for a really long time.
Yeah.
Went through all of the I can't keep track of all the different eras or when they were, but a whole bunch of the 80s and the 90s, when Stone Cold was popular. Spotlight, Sheamus is in the ring, Rob. Oh,
perfect. That's working out exactly how I wanted it to.
Excellent. Now, the only problem is that if you watch during his entrance, the way that the lights hit him, he gets his shadows really pop like super hard, so it kind of looks a little odd, but you'll have to see it to make a decision on whether you like it or not.
Right.
I almost wish we would have done like a 6-man thing or something so we could have shown seen some of the newer entrances and whatnot.
Yeah. I watched something recently. I don't remember what it was, but it was a tag team or an ex-tag team or something more recently. Or is an interview or something, and they were having heat with each other, and one of them said, "Oh, I know I'm the better person in this team. You know, every tag team has a Marty Jannetty, and that's you."
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Every tag team has a Marty Jannetty. That's messed up. Marty Jannetty was a very, very talented in-ring wrestler. There's no arguing that whatsoever. Shawn Michaels just was a much larger personality.
NWO Bray Wyatt.
NWO Bray Wyatt. Coming down with the wolf pack. Might end up in the body bag. This could be it.
So we can't have any more people in the ring until somebody gets eliminated now.
Yeah. The Showcase Royal Rumble, that was really interesting too. You got 3 milestones. First is you start out in position 1, of course.
Oh god.
And then to hit your milestone, you've got to eliminate 5 people. So you eliminate 5 people, and then it changes to 10, and you're like, oh shit, well, all right. And then after you eliminate 10, you have to win it.
Jeez.
And it can be anybody, anyone from Brock Lesnar to Roman Reigns to classics like Roddy Piper and Hulk Hogan. Any regular wrestler can come out in there. But the upside of that is you get a fairly good selection of wrestlers to choose from who you want to be.
Right. That's fair. Okay, Ali got eliminated. Where's the next guy?
Can you guess who it is that I beat the Showcase Royal Rumble with?
Yourself.
No, you can't. You can only choose regular wrestlers.
Oh, okay. And
not all of them, just the like the very original characters of the game.
Right. Okay, so Dominic Mysterio.
No. Fiend Bray Wyatt. Yeah. It was the first wrestler that I got close with, so I tried it again, and I won.
Right on. Damn, Otis is just wrecking people. I like it.
Right? The first time I did it, I tried with Drew McIntyre.
Yeah. I thought Angel and Humberto were both in this.
Excuse me. Right?
And Angel's gone.
Well, so much for Otis kicking ass.
Yeah.
Laid flat on his belly. Oh, nothing pisses me off more than when I toss somebody outside of the ropes and then another asshole grabs me. I'm like, hey, I'm trying to do something over here. One more second. Who do we got? Umaga. Oh, Aga. Goodness. Joining the action, indeed. Umaga's not somebody who's I'd want to be on the receiving of an ass whooping from.
No.
Bye, Umberto. Well, NWO Bray Wyatt was doing pretty fucking well. Otis is continuing to kick ass, but Shawn Michaels, I can't believe, is still hanging into this damn match.
Yeah. Knowing 05 Shawn Michaels, he's going to be there till the end.
Maybe. Elite John Cena. This is the one that's the toy, isn't it?
Yeah. It's part of the Mattel Elite series.
It's crazy how realistic that looks.
Yeah.
I mean, way more so than the wrestlers. And I'm not saying that the graphics are as bad as a lot of people complain about online, but that fucking toy looks real to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really well done. That and the Cody Rhodes, but I think the John Cena one is just so much better.
Yep. Ooh, 1992, Bret the Hitman Hart. Hey, Rob.
Hell yeah. You
like this guy?
I love this guy. The excellence of execution
The excellence of execution. The best there ever was.
Best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. The number two most influential Canadian of all time. Only behind Wayne Gretzky.
Only behind Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, damn. Can you imagine the magic Montez Ford and Bret Hart would have worked together?
Oh, my God. That Jesus, talk about an unstoppable tag team. Oh.
Are you
Bret
kidding me? I'm sorry, Josh, but I'm eliminating Bray Wyatt first.
Hey, you do what you got to do, man.
What's with the camera angle?
Cody Rhodes comes into the ring running. Hi, Bret. Bye, Bret.
Oh, damn. Shawn Michaels got eliminated.
Well,
what the fuck's going on? Is this you or something else?
Oh, yeah, I pressed a button on accident. There we go. Back to broadcast.
Man. Elton Prince.
Yes, boy.
Oh, so my buddy I was playing with last night, me and three friends, and in both 23 and 24, he made models of each of us, wrestlers for each of us, but like based on like our actual people, right? Who we actually are. And he made us a faction, and our entrance is pretty deadly.
Oh, sweet.
And depending on who's coming out this as a tag team, there you are. You just see us dancing, and it's hilarious.
All right, here we come. Here I come, anyway.
Oh, damn.
Well, that didn't work out.
Oh, there goes
Bray. American Nightmare.
Oh, the Flash.
Oh, this isn't my Flash, though.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe he hit me with the fucking crossroads.
That costume is great. Why can't they make it red?
Why can't they make it red?
Yes.
And the skin color, we could I mean, it's brilliant white. I don't understand why they did that.
Wait, Bray Wyatt. Lobo is again? Not doing
it very well. Huh? Oh, yeah, there's more than one Bray Wyatt.
The fuck, man?
This is Funhouse Bray Wyatt.
This is Mick Foley all over again.
Oh, yeah.
So three faces of Foley in one rumble.
Damn it.
I think we have two more.
Oh, gotcha, Elton.
That's Cena. Doc? As in Doctor of Thuganomics? Hell yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, it is Rob in the house finally. Oops, god dang it. Excuse me.
Damn it, John. Oh man.
Thank Get you. Get out of here, Doctor of Thuganomics.
Oh. Thank you.
Hey, fucker. I see how it is.
You're the first person I could actually get.
Get up, Lobo, you lazy son of a bitch. Oh, God dang it.
Oh, man. Oh. Oh, God.
We are laid out. You're in the best condition.
We're stunned. That's not going to do anything.
I don't care. It's therapeutic. What are you doing?
I'm trying to punch Wally.
Oh my God.
He's mine. You've had enough eliminations.
All right, just pick his ass up and throw him out now. RB.
Oh, shit. Oh. What the fuck?
That's a hell of a gore buster, Jesus. Wally over the top rope, but I got to counter. Jesus, this kid won't die. That one sounded like it hurt. Whoa. Better be me. That's all I'm saying.
Lock up.
You guys want to be me?
Oi!
I'm Lobo. Come on now.
Oh. What happened? Mine froze.
Huh?
Mine's frozen.
Your screen is frozen?
Okay, unpause. Okay, back. For some reason, it froze for me.
That's weird.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh no. That's it.
Oh, come on, you. I am not standing for that.
Get out of stunned. Fuck. Oh, my God.
What the fuck? Oh, come on, man. I swear to God. One break in the offense, and it's like he's gonna fucking beat you.
Yep.
Get up. Oh, that would have been screwed if that was a pin.
What the fuck?
Jesus.
Ah. Damn it. For fuck's sake. There it is.
Yes.
Not like this, brother.
All right, how much more time you got?
I think I need to get going.
What's that?
I think I should get going.
You think you should get going? Well, yeah. All right, then. We will go ahead and end everything now. Thank you, guys.
Greatest of all time.
Greatest of all time. Look at those rankings.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for watching. And thank you, Rob, for playing some wrestling with me. Oh, we'll definitely have to do it again sometime soon.
Lots of fun.
Indeed. All right. Take it easy, guys. Peace. Somewhere there's an outro. Bye.